All right, even I'll admit I'm looking into the sky for drones.
So why in the world do I still trust our government on matters like this? Plus, Ken tells me once and for all, Landman, are we in or are we out?
We'll find out during the emerging podcast scene presented by Extend Technologies on 92.3 The Fan Extra on the free Odyssey app.
The first 4 hours were simply an amuse-bouche.
I'm stuffed. I can't remember the last time I ate this much.
You sure you don't want no dessert?
Not for me.
I'm good.
Your table is now ready for Carmen and Lima's emerging podcast scene.
We're brought to you by Extend Technologies. Have you found yourself looking for any drones lately?
No. No, I haven't.
No, Mike.
No, Mike. I didn't think so. Let's bat him around here because he's on guest.
Okay. Hello, hello, hello.
No.
Hello, 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 hello.
Oh. I know why.
Sit it up.
Hold on. Stand back.
Yeah, boy. Here we go.
Now make noises.
Time to talk on the podcast. Got there big opinions. Got to get them out fast.
That's the tease. That is the promo. That is the promo. Yes. Yes.
There was music playing under.
You're not looking for drones?
Promo.
You're not looking for drones?
Well, I see them on the internet. I see them on TV every day. What do I need to look for them?
Yeah. So I didn't even know about these until a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
Because everybody, I posted, it's Sunday. I posted that there were so many seagulls. I go, God, even the sea rats want to get a look at Taylor Swift. And people were going, drones. And I remember, I was like, but I've heard something about drones. And then I was sitting there before the pregame show, and I'm looking at my phone going, yeah, people in Jersey, man, they're looking at drones. They're seeing these drones, and people are saying they're big. Like, they're the size of an SUV.
I couldn't believe how big. I saw one of them that was on a flatbed truck. I guess, presumably, it was one of them.
Wow.
And I could not believe the size of it.
Now, do you believe that that's a real photo? There's so many things that are doctored.
That's the other thing. I have no idea what's real anymore. And I had one joking tweet during the Army-Navy game. Like, guys, don't shoot any of the aircrafts that take part in the flyover. And people immediately went to, you don't think it's a big deal? There are drones everywhere? And I'm like, I'm not in position to know. Obviously, something's going on.
Well, they told you not to worry about it. The government said not to worry, and I take their word for it.
Well, now, anything the government says, especially online, nothing's believable anymore. Nothing's believable. There's a whole, not a cottage industry, there's a whole industry in debunking everything the government says. So that's where we're at as society, and that will forever be one of the stains of post-COVID, because so many things were said both for and against and in the pursuit of trying to get out of COVID, that now no one's going to trust pharmaceutical companies, no one's ever going to trust the government, one's going to trust the banking industry, no one's going to trust insurance. So we don't trust anything, any institutions we're not going to trust. So if anybody is telling us about all this bizarre behavior going on with drones, and you can't not admit there's something going on, nobody's going to trust the answers unless it's their favorite politician
says
something.
You have a generation that I think what makes it worse is that conspiracy theories are fun.
They used to be. They're not fun anymore.
No. I disagree. I think the people that are espousing the conspiracy theories are fun. I think they're fun. I think the people that know that they're conspiracy and know that they're BS, I think that those people love duping people, and they love it. And, of course, there is some international influence as well. I think it's dangerous. Clearly, I think it's dangerous. I've mentioned that to you many times. But conspiracy theories from JFK to Loch Ness to the moon landing, the flat earth, round earth, whatever it is. And plus, like, there was a time where I feel that 90% of polite society agreed that, hey, Kennedy was shot by Oswald, that we did land on the moon, this, that, and the other. We weren't as connected, though. So there were plenty of people. You would sit down at a kitchen table with your family, and you would be at a family gathering, and something about, like, Kennedy would get brought up. And there were definitely, like, some uncles and things like that, but it didn't get brought up later on. Like, some guy said it back at work, but that's where it ended. Now, we are so connected, and then people are taking news, and they're making it their own. Like, I brought this up again with the you-know-who conversation yesterday. It's like, guys, I was told, I know for a fact that the term two or the number 260 got thrown out there for him. I don't believe you. okay, you don't have to believe me. I'm not telling you to believe me. Here's another article written by a journalist, because I'm not a journalist, so you can go ahead and disbelieve me all you want. But here's a journalist who writes that he wanted $300 million, which is even more than what I had heard. You don't have to believe it. Nobody's telling you to believe it. I'm just telling you the truth. And there, it has become, I think it's right to question. I think it's healthy to question. But I think it's dangerous to just make up our own truth. And I think a lot of us have made up our own truth over time. And you know what? I think we've done this for a lot of different things. You know, I think for little things, big things, for a long time now.
But when it comes to the drones, Kenny, I choose in this case to go with Occam's razor, which is, what is the most obvious? And the most obvious is, do you think our country would allow a lot of foreign entities? This is different from one Chinese balloon.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think our country would allow that kind of thing to persist if it wasn't our own? If they didn't know exactly what it was? Do we think? And so they have chosen, this is just my rationale. It could be wrong, by the way. But my rationale is, obviously they think the hysteria that we have right now is less than the hysteria that it would be if they told us what it was. So they're not telling us. And then what did Trump say when he talked to them? He said, I demanded to know what was going on. They did brief me, and I'm not going to comment on it further. And notice he hasn't. So he knows what it is, and he is no longer causing any kind of a stir. He had sent one tweet originally. So guys, they know what it is. Whether they're doing the right thing or not, that'll be history. We'll find out. But clearly, it's not. We don't know what's going on.
Are they?
And we are not doing anything about it.
Well,
that is the thing that people jump to the conclusion of. I'm like, our country would not even be around today if that's how we acted. If we didn't have any kind of advanced surveillance, advanced know-how. Remember, we have spies in every country.
My issue is, though,
we have a few resources devoted to these kind of things.
There is dark espionage. Why did they do it in Jersey?
I have no idea.
If you're testing these systems, why didn't you go to a place?
I have no idea.
Why didn't you go to New Mexico? Why didn't you go to a place where some of this stuff is a little bit more prevalent? Like in Jersey, it's so densely I know it's the Garden State, but there's got to be a huge population in Jersey, and people are out. And I go, why would you post that? Or why would you do that? Maybe to get people talking about it, so you're doing something else? Because I didn't know there was a possible government shutdown looming.
Creating a diversion.
Exactly. Like, and here we are. By the way, you just spent a minute going after people about conspiracy theories, and here we are conspiring.
But I'm not saying...
Having conspiracy.
I am not saying it's
conspiring.
All good. People are like, you're all good with it? I'm not saying good or bad. I'm saying it's silly to think that the government doesn't know exactly what it is. They're just choosing not to tell you. Government has a lot of information they're not going to tell the public, because the public does not have the capacity to be able to deal with that information and manage it.
You're right.
And I'm not even saying the government's great at it, but I think they're a little better than the general public. General public's really bad about panic, especially when it comes to social media nowadays.
They enjoy panic.
And they create it.
There are people who create it and they enjoy it. They like people are drawn to drama, and panic is a form of drama. A lot of people don't realize this. I've spent a lot of time with a lot of people in my past, in my history, in my life, that have nothing to do, and are and will not have anything to do other than be entertained by drama and create dramatic things in their own life. And that's why you get some of the things that you get. Like, why can't this person just straighten out? Because they're bored. Their life is boring, and they know their life is boring subconsciously, and so they create drama.
Here comes the drama.
And and you have had people in your past, and I don't need to explain what type of people they are. You and I both have had them in our past, that they will always be dramatic people because they're bored by life, and they know they're not going to get anything more out of it, and that's the end of that for them. I have a show review for you.
I'm excited about this because I asked Ken a very straight-up, to the heart question about a new show, and you said, I haven't seen it.
He made me watch it yesterday.
And now Ken's watching it. He's my canary in the coal mine, I get to find out.
Okay.
So I'm going to give it a few more episodes. What?
No, what is the show first?
The show is Landman with Billy Bob Thornton. Ali Larder is his ex-wife. Ali Larder of Varsity Blues fame.
Of whipped cream.
Whipped cream clothing.
Yeah. Yes. That stuff.
By the way, when I was in college, I have to say the internet didn't have all the magic tricks it has today. That was a photo many of us looked at a lot.
But also, I want to say, I don't think I'm the only guy in the room. It doesn't work like that in real life.
No, not at all.
Doesn't work like that at all in real life. You know how freaking cold you have to be for that to stay like that?
Yeah.
It loses consistency, guys. Anywho.
Because a lot of people tried to replicate that scene. Did.
Well, you got to use cake frosting and piping bags. It's much different.
Yeah, but you can't just do that and walk out there. I mean, you better do it quick. But she did do it quick. I'll give her that. So she is in it. And there's a couple other actors that I've never seen before. Oh, John Hamm is in it.
Yo, that's right.
Anything with John Hamm, guys? Yeah. I'm gonna stick around.
I still haven't seen Fletch. I'll give you a chance. I still haven't seen Fletch.
He's in another show, by the way. John Hamm is of obviously the show that made him a powerhouse was Mad Men.
Who's in Fargo?
He was in Fargo.
Like one of the seasons.
The show, right?
Yeah. They're all different every year, but I haven't watched any of them.
And he was in The Town.
Did you like Mad Men?
Billy Bob Thornton and who else is in this?
You like Mad Men, right?
I love it.
Billy Bob Thornton, Ali Larder.
Yeah. He was in Fargo, too.
There's a couple other people. And Billy Bob, I wanted, because I saw, like, you would look at your phone, and it kept popping up on my IG. My Instagram, and it's on Paramount Plus. I have Paramount Plus.
Okay.
And I said, you know, I'm looking for another drama. Like, Liz and I went through Righteous Gemstones. Righteous Gemstones is funny, but we're looking for another drama. So I'll be the canary in the coal mine for everybody. Turned it on yesterday afternoon. Watched it. It was great. Liz comes downstairs. She's sitting in my office. It's great. She goes, what are you watching? And I go, I'm watching Liz. And she starts, oh, it's new. Is it good? I'm going, well, I'm trying to figure out if it's good or not, Liz. Which she got upset and walked out of the room. It is, I was afraid that it was going to be nothing but one-liners. I hate forced one-liners. But they also, I don't want to be unfair to the show.
So I saw those clips too, and I was nervous that they were going for kind of internet prestige.
Yes. And I think that's what they're doing right now. That's a fearful thing. I want to see more episodes. I got to give it more than the first episode because a pilot episode, and I don't know if this is a pilot, but at least it's a first episode. Like I always said, I said no Sopranos talk, and I almost did it. Well, I'm just going to say this.
No, go ahead.
Stevie Van Zandt ends up like as a bystander in the pilot episode, and then like in episode two, he's a captain.
Yeah.
So I'm watching it. A lot of the things that they promote is in episode one. A lot of the clips, cutaways that you see is in episode one. It's a little overwritten on the dialogue. I realized they have to hit you over the head now with some of the dialogue. Because if they don't do that, a lot of us are looking at our phones during TV. We forget a lot of the stuff that happens. Like, I don't think a lot of people for television, and I think this bothers some prestige TV writers, they're not putting their phone down and watching the show. There's a lot of people looking through. Even I was writing stuff and looking at stuff, and I paused it a few times because I had to read a couple of articles yesterday. He has an ex-wife. Clearly, they still have feelings for each other. Very clearly. He has a teenage daughter. He has a son that's past teenage years. He has started as a working at an oil rig. They have a crisis situation at the end of the first episode. The daughter is a beautiful young lady. I don't remember her name. And their relationship is a little too open in terms of what they discuss. It's very uncomfortable.
No, I've seen a clip alluding to that, yeah.
So you know what she does with her boyfriend?
Yeah.
They showed that in a clip?
Yeah.
Internet. They shouldn't have made that a clip. Oh, if somebody else made that a clip, but that shouldn't have been something that they promote. That should have been something in there. Because my jaw dropped when I heard those lines. I couldn't believe it. I go, well, thank God I don't have a daughter. I did. I thought about it as a father. It's weird. You think differently. Yeah. And Billy Bob Thornton is a great actor. I know that he can be cantankerous. I saw his interview on Q years ago up in Canada. Before that show, the host of that show, there's some wild stuff happened. He was accused of stuff. I don't know if he was cleared. I'm not sure. I don't want to speak on that.
I remember that guy.
Yeah. But I heard his episode there where he got upset. Billy Bob Thornton is a tortured soul in so many ways, but he's a fine actor. And he plays a curmudgeon jerk really well. He's straight talking. You can tell he loves his daughter. He does love his family. He misses his wife. He misses his ex-wife. I think we're going to find out that they still wish that they were married. I think there will be a coming together later on in this season. I'm not sure yet, but it is overwritten so far. There is so much like
an Aaron Sorkin.
No. Very well put. You know, great guess, but no. I'm going to tell you guys, the reason I didn't like The Blind Side, we get it. Sandra Bullock's character is tough. I got it. I don't need another thing to prove to me that she's tough. I get the girl is smart. I got it. We don't need to do it again. Like, it just, in the words of Peter Griffin, it insists upon itself. That's why I hate that movie. Also, Michael Orr hates that movie, and I did a lot of reading on Michael Orr before this. I go, he ain't gonna like this. He don't like it.
Nope.
I was right about that one. There are scenes, it's like, I get it, you're a tough oilman, and he's explaining things to different people, but it's already been explained to me. So he can be a little bit more open-ended. Like, there's a scene where there's a cattleman, and the man thinks he's a rancher, but really he just collects money from the land he owns, leases it for the oil rights to the oil company, and then he gets $200,000 a month, and he cattle ranches with it. But he's like, you're not a cattleman. You're not a rancher. You're a person who buys cows or something like that. And then he goes, because he makes a off-color remark about female anatomy. Billy Bob Thornton does. This guy acts like he's...
Me likey.
This guy acts like he's offended. Which it
seems
like... That's
your official review?
He acts like he's offended. And then the guy stands... He explains to him, like, you're not a cattleman. You collect money from us. And then he goes to say, I can't wait till people like you are gone. And he goes into this, like, quick monologue, but it takes forever, where he's going, oh, you might want to rethink that, because once we're gone, da-da-da-da. I'm like, you just said that. You just said that to him. You don't need to re-explain it. This scene is nonsensical.
How political? I know we got a short on time. How political is it?
Not very much.
Oh, there's not? Because in some,
not
of
very
the,
much.
Some of the clips that came out, it was trying to inject, hey, this is where these people live. Different ideology.
I imagine
this area.
They're conservative.
Yeah, if you're living in New York City, San Francisco, you may not understand what these people are going through and what matters to them.
But I'll watch a couple more episodes.
So I should watch. I should give it a try.
Give me two more episodes. I'll report back. All right. I'll give you two more episodes. I'm excited for the possibilities. Right. I'm a big fan of Billy Bob Thornton.
And then if I do this, will you watch Squid Game 2 with me?